This is a guided practice from Skillful Means Podcast, featuring Sarah Jane Shangra. We hope you enjoy. Greetings. This is Sarah Jane for Skillful Means Podcast. Right now, I am seated on land that is the traditional territory of the Massachusetts and Wampanoag peoples, and I'm very grateful to live here on this beautiful land and to connect with you in this very particular way, knowing you could be anywhere, listening to this at any time. Wherever and whenever you are, I have great appreciation for you too and for your practice. For those of you practicing as part of the Tuning In, Reaching Out virtual retreat, thank you for your commitment and the cultivation of resolve necessary to set aside time to be quiet, receptive, open-hearted, to inquire and to cultivate, in the case of this retreat, a sense of inner knowing, as well as a sense of connectedness. I would also like to express gratitude to my teachers, and to my teachers' teachers, and their teachers, and so on, going back centuries, no, millennia, to people living in the lands we now call India, Burma, Sri Lanka, Tibet, and China. And I'd like to acknowledge that these teachers who developed and shared practices through the millennia were Black and brown people, and I'm a white woman in the U.S. benefiting enormously from their generosity and wisdom. In this guided practice, we will meet our inner life with curiosity and kindness. And if there is opportunity, we might place a special focus on meeting with compassion an everyday difficulty that has been creating emotional disharmony recently for us, something that stands between us and a sense of ease and freedom. This is a somatic and contemplative practice. After some opening movements, I will offer yin yoga postures to take up now and then. If you prefer what we call a seated meditation practice without yoga asana, that will work too. The postures are optional, and this practice can be engaging and even engender inner freedom without your partaking in the physical aspects of the practice. We begin by getting in touch with a sense of freshness, liveliness. Let's come to stand for a short spell. You might stand with your feet hip bone distance apart, with a slight give in the knees. Perhaps eyes are closed and mouth is closed, and you are breathing through the nose. Slow the breath. Fully inhale and completely exhale. You might feel your inhales in the soft belly. They might last 5 or 6 seconds. Your exhales might have a releasing and relaxing effect as the belly returns back over the course of 5 or 6 seconds. Place your hands on your low belly and feel the body receive and release the breath. Here, with your hands on your low belly, the hara, the lower dantian, Svadhisthana chakra, it might feel possible to be in touch with an inner ground of stillness. Not an inert stillness, but a living one, deep in your being. Stay and feel for a few to several cycles of breath. After some cycles of breath like this, you might continue breathing fully and completely, but with the addition of lifting the arms out to the sides and reaching up overhead as you fully inhale, and releasing the arms back down, perhaps bending your elbows out to the sides and pressing palms downward in front of the body as you completely exhale. Inhale, lifting. Exhale, pressing. You might continue this pattern for a few to several cycles of breath. After some cycles of breath like this, you might continue lifting the arms up overhead on your inhales, and as you exhale, release only one arm down alongside the body and lean toward that side so you can create stretching in the opposite side body. Inhaling again, reach the dropped arm up so that both arms are again overhead, and exhale, drop the other arm down alongside the body and lean toward that side, so you can create stretching on the other side body. A few to several cycles of breath like this, reaching up as you inhale, fully releasing one arm down and leaning to create a lateral stretch as you exhale, side to side. After some cycles of breath like this, after another reach upward as you inhale, you might touch your palms overhead, and as you exhale, elbows out, pressing hands together now as you draw them down the front center line of the body, come into a soft forward bend, arms dangling in the last moment of the exhale. Then as you inhale, roll up and reach up and out with the arms, touch palms, and again, forward bend as you exhale. a few cycles of breath like that. Inhaling, we roll up and reach out and up. Exhaling, we draw the hands down through center and bend forward from the hips. After some cycles of breath like this, you might come to stand with arms resting at sides, feet hip bone distance or slightly farther apart with a slight give or bend in the knees. Turn your rib cage, shoulders, neck, and head to one side, and then to the other side, twisting. One side, and then the other side. The lower body is stable with a give in the knees. You might increase your speed. You might increase further. Without making it so, your hands might swing out from the body, from the force of the movement, twisting in one direction and then the other, side to side. If you turn quickly, your hands might gently bounce off your low ribs with every turn. Is there an aliveness, a tingling, a buzzing of energy as you continue? And then you might slow this movement and slow it further. And further, until you come to stillness. Standing still now with your feet hip bone distance apart and given the knees, place your hands on your low belly and make contact with your inner ground. Perhaps eyes are closed. Mouth is closed, breathing through the nose. Making contact with the belly. Is there an awareness within? Right where the breath is received and released. Be here for a spell. I invite you to get comfortable now while I share a few words about what's to come in this practice, particularly regarding the inner method. So if you haven't already, feel free to sit. In a few moments, we will start by arriving and centering. And then we will turn toward the inner life available to us right now, and see if it makes sense, each of us, to engage in rain meditation. Rain is a mindfulness-based self-compassion practice designed to transform suffering into loving awareness. I'm offering this in case there is present suffering in the body, heart, or mind, or in case it arises in practice. Rain is a way to work with suffering and wake up loving awareness, which is innate in each of us. RAIN stands for Recognize, Allow, Investigate, and Nurture. And these are the steps of the meditation. There's also a step called After the RAIN, which we will get to. When in concentration or mindfulness meditation practice, we can get tangled up in self-judgment, stuck, our mind plagued by difficult recent circumstances or events that seem to be standing between us and a sense of freedom and ease. RAIN is a tool that can be used at any time. As a pause, it lasts a few moments that you can take while walking down the street or sitting at your desk, or as a longer meditative journey to fully meet, soften toward, and take care of the parts of us that feel emotionally disrupted. We can go to the RAIN practice when what's in our hearts or on our minds gives rise to pain. When being with the inner life that is available to us right now is hard. When parts of us would prefer to escape the truth of our inner life, would like to escape from the feelings of being stuck with a situation, would like to flee and be elsewhere, and to avoid this sense of unworthiness or brokenness. Rather than escaping a painful memory and the inner environment it evokes by distracting ourselves, or staying put and struggling, the steps of RAIN help us change how we relate to what's going on. As with many self-compassion practices, RAIN helps us avoid making our feelings wrong. Thus begins an opportunity for healing and an inner quality of freedom. I'll also say it can be helpful to engage in RAIN meditation when emotions around a situation are tolerable. They may not be comfortable, but hopefully tolerable. Please note, it is not necessarily helpful and indeed may be harmful to engage in RAIN if the pain we are experiencing is acute, fresh, raw. We do not want to trigger heightened anxiety or fear or drop into deep despair. If you are feeling particularly tender around some psychological material that comes up, this may not be the right time to engage in any mindfulness-based practice that requires you to be with things as they are. If what you are feeling is outside your window of tolerance, so to speak, instead, find support. You might engage in a practice that quickly soothes and downregulates the nervous system, or stop practice altogether and contact an empathetic ally. With that caveat, let's begin. In these first few moments, we find a stable seat. We come into a dignified posture. We arrive in center by committing to cultivate mindful attention. We engage in this cultivation for our own and others' benefit. And our intention is to attune to our inner system and respond. As practice for attuning and responding, to the wider world. So this practice has immeasurable value in the way we live our lives, and there is a ripple effect. We spread resilience, we build it in ourselves and share it. And those we share it with share it further. So knowing this, we do need to buoy ourselves by reminding ourselves that mindfulness and compassion, they are possible. It is possible to cultivate them in all conditions, regardless of circumstances. Not easy, but possible. So with that orientation, I invite you to take a few moments to set an intention of your own for this practice, or perhaps for this retreat. And I invite you now to come into child's pose if you will be taking up this series of yin yoga postures that I will offer. So child's pose, perhaps with the knees wide and even maybe with the feet wide, maybe the big toes are not touching, maybe the feet are a little bit further apart. It is helpful to have a soft foundation. Perhaps an unfolded blanket underneath the shins. Do support any areas of the body that need care with soft, supportive props. Child's pose can be an expression of protection of the soft front body by facing the strong back body out. If you're not taking up the yin pose, you might continue sitting up in a dignified posture or recline in comfort, as long as that does not invite sleep instead of practice. However we have positioned the body, we endeavor to take up residence. The invitation with yin-style yoga is to dwell in each position for a while, physically passive, receptive, in each shape. And we spend time turning toward our inner life as it is. The breath is slow, and we are aware of sensations. Perhaps there is a strong sensation coming from an area of the body that is being stimulated by the very position you are in. If so, see about being with that. If another sensation comes into your field of awareness, or the sensation you were focusing on evolved into something else, be with that. The caveat to these instructions is to not be with anything that is causing physical pain or harm. In the case of pain, change your position, attend to the body. But discomfort, not pain, but discomfort, perhaps we can be with. We show up for what's here now in the body. You might prompt your awareness with the question, what's here now? In the same way we are present in the body, we can be present in the heart, aware of emotions that well up, that percolate into being, mild or strong, singular or conflicting emotions. Just aware of them. What's here now? In the domain of the heart. In the same way we are present in the body through awareness of sensations and present in the heart through awareness of emotions, we are present in the mind, noticing mind state or quality or quantity of thought. What's here now? At the end of the period we have for each posture, and to signal a light shift in our inner method, I will chime a bowl 3 times each time. If you are in child's pose, you might stay where you are and simply turn a corner of your attention to the sound of the chimed bowl as it reaches you. And perhaps when you can no longer hear the sound, no longer detect the vibrations, then you might release the body from this particular posture. But do stay as long as you'd like, and when your experience feels complete, come into a neutral position for a spell. I invite you now to take up shoelace pose, if you'd like. This is a seated position with knees crossed in front of the body. This might call for a soft platform of a blanket underneath the sits bones. If you are not familiar with shoelace pose, you might sit with shins crossed, Sukhasana, also on a blanket. In either posture, you might bend forward fold at the hips, and place palms on the floor or on blocks in front of you for support, or elbows on the floor or blocks for support. In shoelace, you might drop your head toward or to or beyond your knees. In cross-legged position, Sukhasana, it would be over or beyond your shins. This can create sensation in the back of the neck, and if that sensation does not feel right for you, knowing your own neck, shoulder, and upper spine history, you might keep your head lifted or rested on hands or prop. The R of RAIN is recognize. As we contact our inner lives, the places where we are hurt or stuck or feeling inadequate can well up and make their presence known. Those areas of life that seem to tap at the door of our attention over and over. If that's something you're in touch with, then you can work with it using the RAIN practice. And if that is not so, if there's nothing specific you're in touch with right now for the purposes of cultivating loving awareness in this way, you might purposefully recall a situation that has recently produced some discomfort, some conflict in conversation, or the pain of a mistake or failure, regret. So just a note here, this is not an encouragement to just simply dwell on difficulty. We recall it, we recognize it purposefully because it is the first step in softening our hearts and transforming. So if it's tolerable now, recognizing, entering the experience that you have recalled. Sense it. What were the sights and sounds in the moments suffering was produced? So honestly, just getting into the flavor of it. Recognizing the suffering. We have another minute in this pose, or we have another minute of time to spend in it. So you can continue to recognize and feel into the situation you chose, or you might just rest in the presence of whatever is arising for you now. We will move on to the A of RAIN in our next pose. Stay as long as you'd like, and when your experience feels complete, come into a neutral position for a spell. If you sat in shoelace or sukhasana previously, now switch to the other side. So whichever knee was on top, if you sat in shoelace, that knee is now on bottom, or in sukhasana, whichever shin was in front is now in back. And see about forward folding at the hips. Perhaps you make that part of your pose, perhaps not. The A of rain is allow. This is where, when we recognize and images come into awareness and emotions are not far behind, we rest in our body, heart, and mind in the presence of these feelings. We are not only recognizing, but allowing the truth of the situation to unfold and to be here. This is a step all of its own, A, allow, because we will often feel the urge to flee when we're uncomfortable. So this is a purposeful saying, yes, I will be here for this. It is not zoning out or reaching for a device or quitting practice. As we recall the circumstances and feel our response in the body, heart, mind, feel the charge of it, we call on our resolve so we can allow this. We become willing to be with the discomfort of it. We are avoiding autopilot. We do not escape. So you might experiment with saying yes to what is present. You might whisper, this belongs. We have another minute of time for this pose. Perhaps you continue working with R and A, recognizing and allowing, or simply rest in the presence of whatever is here now. Stay as long as you'd like, and when your experience feels complete, releasing your body, your limbs from this posture, from this position, and find a neutral way to sit or lie back for a spell. And if you are practicing the yoga postures, you might place your body in the dragonfly position now. This is a seated pose, and it's one in which we have our legs extended, feet far apart, and we might simply sit up in this position. And for some of us, there's a forward fold available in the posture. So you might tip the torso forward into the field of gravity and place palms or elbows on the mat or on blocks for support. You might place a nice big soft bolster in front of you to lean on or lie on. You might choose to support the head or let the head hang a little bit if you feel that is fine for the back of your neck. The eye of rain is investigate. Through embodiment, we become open to the aliveness that's here. Having recognized and allowed emotional pain, we can go further and note how the experience is living in the body we investigate. We investigate the experience here and now and in the body and in the heart and in the mind. What emotions are welling up and how are they showing up in the body? Is there fear, anger, grief, disbelief, what have you? What sensations are associated with these emotions? Is there ache, prickliness, heat or coolness, density, movement, fluttering, pressure? So locating sensation, noticing its size and its quality and intensity. Is there a belief present here? Is there a need? You might ask, how can I help this suffering part of me? And listen. It might want acceptance, company, forgiveness. Perhaps it wants you to take an action or make an agreement. What is needed? How can you respond? Stay as long as you'd like, and when you move, you might move toward reclined butterfly pose. So this is where we start out seated and we place the soles of the feet together and allow the knees to fall out, each to its own side. And we recline either on the mat or a blanket or a bolster. In the reclined version of the pose, I'll often draw the feet closer to the body rather than further away. Resting hands. Being sure the hips and knees are taken care of, perhaps by placing soft props underneath the outsides of the legs. Wherever you are, settling in. The N of rain is nurture. You might know it as non-identification, but many teachers a while back, several years back, made a shift to nurture, believing that this self-compassion practice needs to be explicitly about taking care of ourselves. So with nurture, we respond to what we were understanding during our investigation of our difficulty and body, heart, mind response to it. We are offering what is needed. This could be acknowledgement through whispered words. It could be simply breathing with the sensation you noted as being related to the difficulty you're working with. It might be that this part of you would like you to agree to check in regularly. Or perhaps it wants to be pulled up into your lap and held lovingly, the way a mother would hold a child, and the way a parent, a loving parent, would hold a child who's experiencing upset or overwhelm. Take the time to enact or imagine, visualize taking care of the part experiencing pain. So enacting compassion. In the role of the nurturer, we can engender a relaxedness, spaciousness, unconditional love and acceptance. We are holding in a wide, inclusive way. If you have been following along, taking up the yin yoga postures I've suggested or any others, I invite you now to rest in Shavasana. If you were sitting up in a meditative posture, a single meditative posture for the practice so far, you might lie down if you haven't yet. We won't lie down for long. I know many of us are using this as a morning practice, but let's rest the body and allow some ease. Perhaps a blanket under the head or over the belly, or rolled behind the knees, or all three. After the rain is where we having contacted the loving awareness, having engendered it, after the rain is where we rest in it, we rest as it. One of the lines of a longer vow I say every morning from a dear teacher is, suffering ensues when we do not recognize our boundless nature. I'm recalling that right now. The invitation is to rest in your boundless nature. Suffering is simply contracting around details and identifying as a limited self. So now as we rest, we are relaxed and spacious and embodying unconditional love and acceptance. Our awareness is wide, inclusive. We are the loving awareness. We are pure potential that does not have preference. Utterly open-hearted. We are the ultimate nurturer who can hold all things. If you reclined, come up to sit when and how you'd like. Perhaps taking a seat now, a comfortable and dignified posture. You might place your palms together with thumbs at the insight center, the forehead, and allow the sound of the bowl now to signal your intention to live wakefully. Drawing your hands down now to heart center, we signal our intention to live open-heartedly. And drawing the hands down now to the belly, maybe placing palms down, we signal our intention to live from the ground of our being, the seat of awareness. I thank you for your practice. And if you were not previously familiar with RAIN meditation, I encourage you to keep it in your pocket, so to speak, and use it whenever you need it. It needn't be a slow unfolding or unpacking as we've done here. You might move through recognize, allow, investigate, and nurture over the course of just several moments, a minute or so, just to establish a kind and inclusive holding container for whatever you may be experiencing. This can happen on the cushion or out in everyday life. When it comes to self-compassion, we are the holder and the held. Thank you.